morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on how has the panel redrawn Jammu and Kashmir's electoral map. The Delimitation Commission Wednesday submitted its much-awaited report redrawing the electoral map of Jammu and Kashmir by adding 6 new assembly seats for the Jammu region and 1 for Kashmir, paving way for an election in the UT, which has been without a chief minister since 2018. While political parties in the valley have slammed the report as an unconstitutional and a sinister plan to disempower and disenfranchise the people of the valley, which will further divide the population, politicians in Jammu welcomed the move, saying it would bring a power balance in the region. According to the report, the total seats in Jammu region will now be 43 from 37, Kashmir will have 47 seats from 46, and for the first time, all 5 parliamentary constituencies will have an equal number of assembly constituencies, that is 18 each. The commission also made recommendations to the Modi government asking to give representation to Kashmiri migrants and the displaced persons from Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir in the Legislative Assembly. While political leaders in the valley alleged that the delimitation was done to increase the Hindu footprint in J&K, leaders in Jammu said that the allegation is baseless as Kashmir still has more number of assembly seats. Speaking to The Print, former Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti said, the PDP from day one has maintained that Delimitation Commission, even though a statutory body, has become an extension of BJP's agenda to disempower people from a particular community and a region. She said that the Government of India has once again trampled upon the constitution of this country by turning the electoral majority into a minority. How it pans out is anybody's guess. They are trying to create a rift by dividing everyone. This is also laying the political foundation for demographic change, which has been the real design behind the unconstitutional scrapping of 370, she said. CPIM leader K.M. Tarigami told The Print that this report has created further mistrust among people. He said, and I quote, "They have done this because it suits the interest of the ruling party. This has made the entire political process suspicious." The Delimitation Commission, he said, has submitted its final report despite constitutional freeze on the increase or decrease of parliamentary or assembly seats. Tarigami said, and I quote, "Though the Delimitation Commission was constituted under the Delimitation Act of 2002, but has redrawn the constituencies of UT of J&K in accordance with the provisions of J&K Reorganization Act 2019, which has been challenged in the Supreme Court. The said Reorganization Act modified the law of enfranchisement of J&K. Voting rights for the state assembly, which were restricted to only permanent residents, have been extended to non-state subjects also. The exercise is bound to disempower the people of J&K in the long run," he said. Devinder Singh Rana, a senior BJP leader, however, termed the Delimitation Commission report as an all-inclusive political environment of all the segments of the Jammu and Kashmir population. The report has opened equal opportunities for all in the political process and decision-making, thereby equitably empowering all the residents of J&K, he said. He further said, and I quote, "This move will provide justice to all and will help in shaping their destiny by being equal partners in governance and decision-making. Eventually, it will lead to strengthening the idea of Jammu and Kashmir and therefore the idea of India." Another political leader from Jammu who did not want to be quoted said that the exercise has become a parody. Another political leader from Jammu who did not want to be quoted also said that the exercise has brought in parity in the power dynamics of J&K. "The essence of democracy is that each person has an equal part in governance. Equal opportunity should be given irrespective of caste, religion. Everyone should be given a chance to be a shareholder in the process of this exercise. We'll just do that." The leader also said that till now, the power balance was tilted towards Kashmir alone, and now anyone can become the CM, whether it is from Rajouri, from Jammu, from Kupwara, or anywhere else. "It will no longer be the same people each time," he said. The 6 additional constituencies in Jammu division, 1 each in Kathua, Samba, Rajouri, Riasi, Doda and Kishtwar, The Print found that 2 regions are Hindu-dominated and 1 has a predominantly Muslim population, while 3 others have a mixed demographic profile. According to the Commission's report, the guidelines and methodology for delimitation of constituencies were done keeping in view the geographical features, means of communication, public convenience, contiguity of areas as various factors. The commission has also for some districts proposed carving out of an additional constituency to balance the representation for geographical areas having inadequate communication and lack of public conveniences due to their excessive remoteness or inhospitable conditions on the international border. Notably, the Delimitation Act 2002 states that all constituencies shall, as far as practicable, be geographically compact areas, and in delimiting them, physical features, existing boundaries of administrative units, facilities of communication and public convenience have to be considered. This, however, was criticized by political leaders who questioned the merger of the Poonch and Rajouri districts, which were part of Jammu Parliament constituency, with the Anantnag Parliament constituency in South Kashmir. The regions have no geographical connectivity and the distance between them is more than 500 kilometers via Jammu. The Mughal Road, which connects the regions via Shopian district, remains closed during winters and opens only for a few months in summers. Mehbooba Mufti asked, and I quote, "If geography is the criteria, then how did they put Poonch Rajouri with Anantnag? One area is on one side and the other is another extreme." Political experts said that this will benefit the BJP as the valley often has a poor voter turnout, and in this case, most votes will be from the Jammu region, giving the BJP an upper hand. A second leader in Jammu, however, said that the land mass in Jammu is mountainous and the area is much larger than Kashmir. The terrain is tough, the distances are a lot, communication is less, which is why to empower the individual to exercise his or her franchise, the decision was important, and since it has been taken in considering the geography of the place, it is a fair point. The commission also recommended additional seats in the assembly for Kashmiri migrants and displaced persons from Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, and has reserved 9 seats, 6 in Jammu and 3 in the valley, for the scheduled tribes, which is a first for J&K. The reservation of these seats will benefit the Gujjar community, which has been a traditional voter of the National Conference and the PDP in the region, who experts say will now be more supportive of the BJP for giving them a representation. Zafar Chaudhary, editor of the Dispatch and a political analyst from Jammu, said, and I quote, "The Gujjars are the vote bank of the NCPDP, but with this move, they are expected to tilt towards the BJP. They have been given representation and this will definitely create a soft corner for the BJP, which will benefit them." Following the report, All Party Sikh Coordination Committee in Srinagar was also upset, as the Sikh minority in Jammu and Kashmir got no reserved seats allotted to them in the delimitation exercise. APSCC Chairman Jagmohan Singh Raina told The Print that the body had requested 5 seats in the UT but was hopeful of getting at least 2. He said, and I quote, "We had asked for seats to be reserved for the Sikh community in Thral and Baramulla in Kashmir and 2 other places in Jammu, including Gandhinagar. These are predominantly Sikh areas with voters, but our community has been ignored once again," he said. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.